Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right now. Oh, shit. Damn dog. She's so little and she's been getting stuck by stickers and they get stuck on her. Where the hell that shit come from? I tell you, it stuck me real good. Anyway, this week's episode is called Bottoms Up. Ooh, damn it. That's another one. They stick it to the bottom of my damn socks. Anyway, speaking of sticking to something, you know, I'm from the country. So, you know, before you left the house and shit, your family member would say, well, you need to eat dinner, or you need something that'll stick to your bones, or something to stick to you. You know, they would never want you to go anywhere hungry. And you know what? Well, you didn't think nothing of it because you was like, shit, he finna take me somewhere and feed me anyway. It's no biggie. But there's so much wisdom that was missed in the, you know, it was a lost in translation. You know, I just did what they told me to do. I ate anyway. But, oh my God. When I think back on the wisdom of whoever the hell it was grandma or mama, somebody telling you to eat before you leave the house, and the significance and the power, the potence, and all of that of what was being said. So make sure you eat something before you go out. Eat something before you go to the movies. It's like, wait a minute. Going on a date, you tell me to eat first, or eat before you leave the house. You know, just make sure there's something to stick to your bones and this and that. And you know, it's just a Southern hospitality thing. You just think it's great advice and all that good stuff. But let me tell you something. There's a proverb, and I'm going to have to go through the Bible and tell you which one it is. It has been one of my favorites for so, so many, many years. And I'm just going to off-quote it straight up. Don't quote me. You want to come at me with some shit, you better look it up. Anyway, it says, to him that is thirsty, and it may say to him who is hungry, I'm not sure. But to him who is hungry or thirsty, even things that are bitter taste sweet. And so I used to take that and be like, okay, roll with it. Roll with the punches. I like it. It sounds good. Didn't get it. And now it's not only do I get it, it's just like in me. It's in my spirit. It's in my soul. It's in my everything. Okay. So a friend of mine, we were talking about the femininity class and, you know, one of the classes from charm school and how it was going, this and that. And they were like, you know, she was like, well, you seem like you're doing really good and you're just in a good space. I said, I am. I said, because I've realized now why I don't leave the house hungry. It ain't just because, you know, my mom and them told me that all this time when I was younger. No, I don't leave the house hungry because there's power in telling a motherfucker, no, thank you. There's power in, no, thank you. When you already ate and somebody offer you something. Now, you could be a greedy motherfucker and then, like, I've done that a couple times. I ain't gonna lie. I still ordered a plate knowing my ass wasn't hungry and couldn't eat it, but I was gonna eat it tomorrow. So, you know, that was my dinner for tomorrow. And I don't know, maybe you only do shit like that to people you kind of half-ass like. And I'm gonna say you don't like them at all, because if you don't like them at all, you shouldn't even have your ass out there. So I'm gonna say you half-ass like them. Yeah, I'm gonna go that far with it. But anywho, so yeah, I'm telling you, it's power in not taking everything that's offered or given to you and putting it on reserve. There's power in not being hungry when food or anything is offered to you. You're able to keep your mindset straight. You're not thirsty to just drink and eat poison that's handed to you. You're able to articulate what you like and don't like. You know, you don't have to say, well, all we got is this, but you so damn hungry, you eat whatever. Let me tell you, I got some vegan food, and the dish I had was really, really good. I didn't taste the other stuff. So I made the assumption that most of the shit from the restaurant was good. No. Everything else I had was disgusting. And I was so damn mad. I was like, just because I got lucky on one dish, which is actually was palatable because it's something that I really, really like. What makes me think I'm going to like something that I normally don't eat? So, like, I don't do chicken nuggets. I don't know what the hell chicken nuggets are. I grew up where you killed the chicken and the shit was on a bone. So, I don't like chicken nuggets. My kids, yeah, because I was one of them single parents that stopped and get that motherfucker some chicken nuggets in the drive-thru so he shut the hell up. So, you give him chicken nuggets. My kids like chicken nuggets. I won't eat that shit. I don't know what the hell chicken nuggets are. I don't need no dipping sauce. I just ain't gonna do it. I just can't do it. So, but see, when you hungry and you go somewhere starved and famished, or you've went all day and you've allowed yourself to deplenish all the nutrients and all the common sense out your damn head, then the motherfucker offer you some old dirty dick or, chicken nuggets. And you go for it. My bad. But y'all get what I'm trying to say. same type. Same lesson, okay? Same damn lesson. Pay attention. This is all about bottoms up. You know, drink, eat. Till you full and merry, so that when you go to the party, you ain't letting them slip you shit. Like, what? Wait a minute. What is this drink? You don't even have to put your drink down. If you do, don't pick it back up. You know? But yeah, so you, man, you freshly fucked. So you don't need no dick. So now you gotta offer you something else. Same scenario, okay? Bottoms up. Oh, that went left real quick. Back to what I was trying to say. Anywho, went to the vegan restaurant and I ordered the chicken nuggets because somebody else was enjoying these chicken nuggets. Anyway, my daughter, I said, hey, try these chicken nuggets because I'm going off of somebody else's opinion on what is good. She's starving hungry, so she eats them. I'm still not fucking with chicken nuggets. Really, I'm not that hungry. I will drink milk. I will eat soda crackers and shit, and I will eat a bald ass lemon before I eat chicken nuggets, just so you know. So anyway, she bites into the chicken nuggets and she's like, this is absolutely horrible. This, I cannot believe you gave this to me. So then she spits it out and I'm watching, and she breaks it in half and gives it to the dogs. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know some shit is terrible when the dogs won't even eat it. My dogs was like, what is this shit? Dogs are so, oh my God, I tell you, they're so smart and they're so intuitive. And they're little spiritual little animals. They fucking love me. But they some spiritual little jokers. They were like, this is not on the algorithm of what I should be eating as an animal. Animals know what the hell they supposed to eat. They ain't supposed to be eating no soy, plant-based, 20 fucking different items put together making a chicken nugget shit. Yeah, I'm coming for you. Eat what you like, but don't tell me what the hell to eat. No, don't do it. They whatever the hell that damn chicken nugget is. The dogs was pissed. I seen him try it. He put it back in his mouth and he spit it back out. Then he pushed it around with his nose. And I'm just dying laughing. Even my little baby dog, you know, and they usually be competing because they were like, mama, give us a treat. I'm going to swallow mine real quick so I can get two. They was like, what is this shit? Like, dogs know what they're supposed to eat. That's why my dog's feet eat high protein diets, and I monitor their fat and protein because that's what dogs are supposed to eat. Now, they go outside and eat a little bit of grass and shit because they, you know, wild dogs, when they go hunt, they eat the stomach first of the animal that they catch, and that's where they get the roughage and the leafy greens. Anyway, if you didn't know that, there's a little science peg to it or whatever. For you people who don't eat meat, the grainy animals and all of that that's eating that ain't that much better. But it's shit, the damn chicken nugget. Back to the damn chicken nugget. The chicken nugget had about, I don't know, 45 different ingredients to get that shit like that and to shape it like that, when I could have just ate a chicken nugget. Well, I'm not eating no damn chicken nugget, but my baby could have just ate a fucking chicken nugget. Like I said, I don't even know what a chicken nugget is. I don't know. I guess they cut the meat off the bone, shape it into some, and see, how the fuck are they all perfectly shaped? I don't do chicken nuggets because that's close to tofu and bullshit. But back to my point, when you're not starving, okay, don't go nowhere starving. It's like your mama tell you wash your ass and don't go nowhere with no dirty panties on, you know, no dirty underwear. You know, you wash your ass before you leave the house. Because something happened to you and you go to the ER, you don't want no dirty panties. Let me tell you, homegirl of mine, many years ago, and I'm trying to be cautious in telling this story because baby girl should have been fucking embarrassed. Bless her little soul. But them panties, she had a incident at the job. Now, no, I work in the medical field. And this bitch panties was black. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, shit, are you sick? You know, I was like, oh, shit. I'm trying to help her get undressed so she could get checked out and all of that. I'm trying to be a good friend. And I was just, I didn't know how. Man, check your damn friends, because I'm not even going to put all of that on her. I'm going to put some of that on her mama. And then, you know, as a friend, it's like, how you chilling with somebody and you know they nasty as fuck? I don't know what and she had a man and my motherfucking ass was single. I'm going to leave that alone. bottoms up. Damn. Really, you know, you start wondering who takes the charge for that. Like, somebody got to go to jail for this. Is it going to be you best friend or side friend or whatever? You going to go to jail for that bullshit? Who going to jail for that shit? Yeah, I mean, anyway, I'm going to look over the side of my glasses and ignore that. But, fuck, I didn't got sidetracked because that ain't got shit to do with bottoms up. But anyway, like I said, when your mama tell you to not leave the house without no clean drawers, that is the best damn advice. Because I've seen it. And I was like, let me just throw them in the trash for you, baby girl. Don't. Where my panties at, bitch? You gonna go commando. and get your booty checked. Because them panties was, damn. Oh, so I'm talking about food and I'm talking about being thirsty and all of that. But when you're not thirsty, you can let good things come to you. When you're not hungry, you can let good things come to you. When you're not fucking hungry, like starving, famished, you can go right in that motherfucker and get dessert. You can go get dessert. You can order light off the menu, eat healthy, eat, you know, because when you starving, you gonna go through that drive-thru and eat them bullshit-ass nuggets that you don't know what the fuck they is. Yeah, that shit. And when you starving and you just ain't had no attention and nobody touch on you in a little while, a motherfucker rub your neck and your legs come open. No, see? But when you fresh the fucked or fucked well, whichever way you want to look at it, or, you know, you doing yourself. It don't have to be somebody else. You could be doing yourself pretty good, regular, whatever. You're not. And, you know, thank you, sir. I don't need any dick right now, but thank you. I will keep you in my Rolodex. And that is where you put that. And that is, again, bottoms up. And that is what Tanisha said. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.